You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has praised the 20 Australians involved in the dramatic rescue of 12 boys and their football coach from a cave in northern Thailand. The Australians were part of an international rescue team led by Thai Navy SEALs that braved dangerous conditions to extract the final five members of the group from the flooded cave where they have been trapped for more than 2 weeks. Mr. Turnbull says the Australian divers and doctors, along with members of the Australian Defence Force, Australian Federal Police and Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, have been inspirational.
It's one of the most heroic and inspiring episodes of our times, really. It's hard to imagine anything more frightening than being trapped underground in the dark, let alone having your children trapped underground in the dark. And the courage of those men and women who effected that rescue is an inspiration.
Adelaide anaesthetist and diver Richard Harry Harris was among those playing a key role in the rescue mission, having assessed the boys' health and cleared the way for the daring operation. But the celebrations were marred by tragedy for Dr. Harris after his father died unexpectedly soon after the rescue mission was complete. Dr. Harris's boss and colleague at Adelaide's MedStar Retrieval Service, Dr. Andrew Pierce, says everyone is in shock.
Harry's given his all. His family have given the support, and we've given the support as well as an organisation. But we now need Harry to be able to be looked after, and Harry's family be able to looked after, and just give them the time and space to get over this really tough event, especially after Harry's put so much into the rescue effort over in Thailand.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has thanked and offered his condolences to Dr. Harris during a FaceTime call.
Is Dr. Harris there?
Yes, he is.
Hey, doctor, and thank you so much for your extraordinary work. And we know it's a tough time for you at the moment, so lots of love there.
Dr. Harris has been described as essential to the rescue operation because of his unique skills and expertise, including 30 years of cave diving experience. He was asked for by name to join the rescue mission after his abilities had earned him a worldwide reputation. Australian Defence Force Major Alex Rubin says Dr. Harris is a professional.
So I can tell you he is an extremely humble man, and the amount of weight and pressure that was pushed on him in the role that he played, I have the utmost respect for everything that he's done. He is what I would consider personally one of the most professional doctors I've ever met, and his unique skill sets as a specialist doctor and also his extensive experience as a cave diver, as I said again, was quintessential to the success of this operation.
Perth-based diver Craig Challen was also involved in the rescue effort. Mr. Challen swam all the way to the boys on each of the three rescue days and was among the last to come out of the cave on Tuesday night. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has commended the efforts of all of the Australians. She says the country will continue to assist with any other ordeals in the future.
This is what Australia does best. We respond to neighbours in need, we respond to crises, and we work in international teams. We've done it before and we'll continue to do it. And I'm so pleased that we were able to put together a team of experts whose skills were required. Indeed, Dr. Richard Harris was specifically requested by the British dive team and asked for at the highest levels within the Thai government because of his international reputation and experience in cave rescues.
Australian Federal Police Commander Glenn McEwen says the successful outcome shows what can happen when people work together.
It's amazing what the human being can do. You know, there are extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. And when you have a common purpose, particularly when there's a human element involved, everyone steps up. Egos are put aside and it's, you know, hands to the wheel, get on with it. And I have to say, everyone did that, and it was absolute pleasure to watch that, in motion.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.